This one's for you, but we got to go. We're going live on the Motor Live Drive. Are you with us? Oh, wait a minute. No, wait. I'm sorry, Amy. We can't play you. We are out of time. The bands are ready to go, and I say plural because we have two different performances going on today. And what are we going to start with, Mr. White?
Why, first, in our live drive at Five Studios, we have Stephen Schmidt, fine singer-songwriter, ready to warble some tunes for us. Stephen, are you there?
I'm here.
All
right. Okay. Alan, could you take the headphone amps up a little bit? Okay. Are you ready? In fact, what would you like to start off with for us today? Can you hear anything at all?
No, it's got.
Can't hear anything. Hold on.
Nothing at all?
That's it.
I think I got it.
Okay.
All righty.
We got you there. In fact, what
still
would you like?
I can't hear too much of you guys.
Okay, well, we'll try and do the best we can for you.
We'll try to speak up. So. Well.
Well, tell you what, would you like to start off with for us today?
I'd like to start off with a song I call Grit.
Take it away.
I work in my gun, only one bullet to spare. two men all surround me, all induced in my stare. As high noon arises, my pupils begin to grow. Only one man here will leave with something to show. I shoot them down, out, and tip my hat and leave it all. Musty grosbeak washing the moon away. My creek grows tall with every ounce of decay. The stars play their tricks while smoke from the sand dances on. Oh me, oh my, how I've gained this condition. The skeletal tree weren't enough to me to eat. You let me burn down by brick from dirty bread. I let my roots go, knowing you would get rest. And just keep your eyes forward, 'cause here is the truth. My living soul is your living proof. Traveling westward towards my knowledgeable demise, I've talked my way out of most fool tales and tongue ties. My skin seems shaken, my eyes seem sad. I'm standing right here, means you can protect the sweat and tears. It weren't enough to conquer fear. You let me burn down by brick from dirty brick. I let my roots go, knowing you would get rest. Just keep your eyes forward, 'cause here is the my living soul is your living proof.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, this is Stephen Schmidt here in our Live Drive at 5 studios. I know it's a little quiet in there for you, but do the best you can for us. It's Alan, can you boost his the sound from us to the...
I just turned it on.
Okay, there you go.
Are you hearing
barely,
us?
Barely hear you.
Okay, listen, we'll do the best we can for you, but I know it's always a little quiet.
Okay.
I don't want to go too loud over the air, but I want to get to you.
I have bad hearing to begin.
Oh, musicians.
All those years of loud music.
Well,
and you're a young person.
With this bad hearing, it's not good.
Okay, well, in fact, we first ran into you about 6 months ago at the Lager House.
Yeah, I believe that was my first show I ever played.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and I was very impressed with you that night.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to see you again. And
yes, I have a show July 21st. At Lager House as well, playing with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It's always a blast there. It's my favorite place to play.
In fact, you're playing with Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, the Hounds Below, the Hit Society, and, from Chicago, Triggerfish.
Yes, I'm excited. They're all huge influences on my music progression. So it's just the fact that I get to have a chance to play with all of them, just opening act is more than enough to be me.
Hey, and what an opening act they have.
In fact, that's a great lineup.
It's incredible. It's been a dream since I was extremely little to actually do this, and I never really pictured myself doing it as a solo act, and it took me a while to get the jitters and wipe them away, but the second I did, it's just been amazing, absolutely amazing.
Well, why don't you amaze us with another song?
Absolutely.
What do you think it'll be?
All right, the next song is The Scale. I wrote it for a really good friend of mine that passed away. And here it goes.
On and on.
right.
Yeah. Wow. Very amazing. It's interesting, as a young person, and you said you never imagined yourself as a solo artist. Have you been in several bands?
Actually, I was in a band called Taste of the Wild. It was me and three of my closest friends growing up. And it's usually how it works is that we all kind of go our separate ways. One of the drummer went to California. The lead guitarist got married and had a beautiful, beautiful boy. And that's when they all decided that, you know, music was more of a hobby than a lifestyle. And the funny thing is the bass guitarist and the lead singer, my friend Anthony Kanakri, got signed with his other band, Kickstand Band, and us three decided to force me to be the lead singer. And I was scared beyond all recognition. I never really thought I had it in me. And my drummer, Dante, was a choir major, so he had to basically train me for my ear, and basically I learned that it's all a mental state, that whenever you sing, it's anybody can do it. It's just getting that your mind right to just bellow it out. And I realized through that just playing guitar wasn't enough to get stress out, but whenever I was able to just sing and scream was the best way for any day to get a little bit better.
Wow, and you're a songwriter as well?
Yes. This is a new thing to me. Like I said, I'm used to playing in bands and just being the guy in the background that, you know, if I screw up, I can just make a weird face to the drummer and everything will be all right. But now that it's just me, I still get the jitters no matter what happens to me. That's just proves that you're alive. That's it.
All right, well, you certainly are alive. Now, and where do those songs come from for you?
The song Grit actually was, my mom always loved the movie True Grit, the old school version. And I watched it, and I felt so compelled to write it. I just sat in my backyard, had a couple of beers, and I wrote that. And the scale, I had a very close friend of mine about a year and a half ago pass away through overdose, and basically, it was a reminder to myself and to everybody listening to the song that you don't need to drink away stuff. You don't need to find another alternative to find happiness. It's all right there in front of you. And, you know, I've gone through a rough past as well as many of my other friends, and I can gladly say that I'm one that make it out alive. So, actually, quite recently ago, about a week ago, I lost a very good friend, Taylor Flaska. I wanted to dedicate that song to him. He was one of the greatest kids I can possibly say I've known. He was always happy. And I guess that song always kind of compels a lot of emotions out of me because of that fact. I always think that if I sing it loud enough and I play it loud enough, that there's a chance that, you know, even heaven will hear it, hopefully.
All right. Well, I'm sure it did.
Well, I hope so.
That's what a touching story. There's so many... We go out and see live music a lot, and there's so many musicians that need to get very drunk or very inebriated before they can perform. I think the hardest thing would be to be up there by yourself. I mean, it has to certainly be a growing experience.
Well, it absolutely is. You know, I was given a guitar when I was 9 years old from my mom, and my dad was a suit and tie. He was a head chef, master chef, and he believed in, quote-unquote, he said, if you give him a guitar, he's just going to get tattoos and want to be a rock star.
And you've done both. And,
I mean, one of them's done. One of them's done a little bit easier. I can go and pay for that. I can't pay to be a musician, basically. But he basically wanted me to play guitar, and I've always been just so nervous playing in front of people that it never really went into it. I was just too scared to get on stage. And then my manager, Lee Majors, was the one that decided he heard one track out of mine and he really liked it. And that was, you know, I was too afraid to show anybody my music. I just did it for my own self-being. It felt like something to ease my stress and take all the horrible things that, you know, that were just around me and get rid of them. And, you know, when you mention that a lot of musicians like to get drunk before they play, and you know, I can't say that I don't drink, but I can, you know, whenever I play a show, I don't feel like I want to, because I'm just afraid that, you know, through all my friends seeing what's happened to them, you know, within these last 2 years, I've lost 13 very close people to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and all that is, you know, every time I pick up this guitar, I have to do my best to, you know, be smart and be happy about it.
Right.
Because in the long run, it really doesn't matter whether or not if you're happy, you know, as long as you're doing what you love. And I've told my dad this. He always thinks I don't make enough money. And
dads always do.
Oh, which, of course, you know, it's the second that, you know, he can shoo me away and say, okay, you're on your own. You know, I always tell him I'd rather be poor and happy than rich and miserable. And that's my life motto, is that, you know, I've been good with money, but in the long run I'd rather be sitting on the side of the road and just doing what I love. And you know, I've lost relationships because she'd always ask me, if you're trapped on an island, what would you like to have? And she'd flutter her eyes at me, and without thinking twice I'd say my guitar. And then she'd say, all right, let me ask you another question. If the house is on fire, what's the first thing you would save? And yet again, I made the wrong mark. I figured that if I grabbed my guitar and started screaming and running, that she would follow me. But this is all I need, honest to God. And, you know, it's an absolute honor to be here right now. It feels incredible for the first radio show ever.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And a shout-out to your mom. I know she was in the music industry as well, wasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she was all over. She did a lot of things in the 70s, and it kind of fell into her lap. She started working with Jim Harper in the Breakfast Club. And from that, she started meeting people, and she was a promoter for shows. And that's when she just realized how much she loved the music. She's the one that got me into just about everything. You know, a lot of parents will have their kids listen to Raffy or all the sing-along stuff. My mom would give me a Cream album, Alice Cooper album, you know, figuring I was too young to actually decipher what it meant. So I really do. I owe it all to her. And the day before Mother's Day, my sister flew in from Baltimore and didn't tell me. She sent me a bunch of text messages like, oh, I hope you do awesome. I hope it's amazing. And I said, you know, I wish you could be here. And I get done with one song, and I'm already still so nervous that I can't even look up. But I look up, and it's my mom, my sister, and of course, you know, every mother sees her son playing, she just gets ecstatic with tears. And, you know, there's nothing like seeing that when you're trying to impress a whole bunch of people. A mother screaming, wailing that she loves you the day before Mother's Day. And I told her, I bought you a really bad gift, so I hope this makes up.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Can we hear some more from you?
Absolutely. This song is called Cold Bones.
So have I. Don't have the answers
to why I die. Reasons way too high, reasons way too low. Give me the answer to where I must go. To where I must go. Our forefathers gave us the truth. With the sands of time, from misguided youth, we still have our friends and our foes. We venture on, no beast dares to go, go, go. It starts to true. My nights grow too long, my days grow too short. Thus I fold my hands and begin to retort. Begin to retort. I say my last vows towards my bitter end. In my highest of hopes, my soul will descend. I still had my friends and my foes, but I ventured on. No beast dares to go, go, go.
All right, yeah. Now, I know you want to tune up for your next song, so go ahead and tune up.
One more time.
I know you have to tune up for your next song.
Next song.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tune up? We got about 5 minutes left.
Perfect.
Tune up. I'm going to have Lee Majors talk for just a moment while you're tuning.
Perfect.
Now, right in our studio today is a fine gentleman, Lee Majors. He's a great guy. He helps out a lot of bands around town. And Lee, what do you have to say about Stephen?
First, let me say thank you, Margaret and Roger, for having me back on the show. I was here last week and had a great time, and it's good to be back with Stephen Schmidt and the Boy Wonders. About a couple years ago, I started working with Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, and I did a record release show with them at Smalls. And right after their set, we were taking down the equipment, and this person came into the back area, and it was Stephen, first time I'd ever seen him or met him. And I was kind of rude to him and a little obnoxious, and we just, like, didn't hit it off at first. And then, like, slowly but surely, we became friends, and he had told me about this band, Taste of the Wild, and invited me over to the house, like, quite a few times, actually, to hear them out and see if I wanted to work with them. But every time there was supposed to be a rehearsal, for one reason or another, one of his bandmates just opted out, so I never got a chance to actually hear them. And then they disbanded, but I saw the passion that he had for music. And I said, well, I think you could do this solo by yourself. He was pretty sure he couldn't, but then again, as usual, I proved him wrong. And lo and behold, at a family show last Christmas at Logger House was his first time, and he was nervous quite a bit, like the weeks leading up drove me crazy, but just went on stage, and he was a natural. It just worked out perfect, and it has ever since.
All right. Well, Stephen, are you ready to rock?
Oh, there we go.
Now we get
Universal.
Mm-hmm. was wasting all the time, then where was mine? With peace being such a shorthanded word, why is virtue the one that's absurd? Broken straps on camels' backs will get you where you need to go. But broken fears, misguided tears will only slow you down.
Steven, you're awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you, so much for having me.
You really have a passion. I hope you're able to follow your dreams because you have a real talent.
You've got people like you. That's you're the reason I have a dream. So thank
you. Well, your father will probably hate us, but I admire your mother. So, and again, I want to remind people that you have a show almost exactly a month from today at PJ's Logger House.
Yes.
With Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, The Hounds Below, Hit Society, and from Chicago, Triggerfish. Great lineup. And then a month after that, almost exactly on August 24th, you have another show at the Logger House, which, by the way, I think is the best place in Detroit to hear music.
It's amazing.
And that is a family-friendly show with the Hand Grenades, Ashley's, and Citizen Smile, as well as Patrick Davey and the Ghosts. So
absolutely,
you've got a great summer ahead of you, and I think a great future, too.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. You guys are awesome.
And one thing I hear your nickname is Stephen Jellybean.
Stephen Jellybean, yeah. I got that nickname because I'm sweet and colorful, and then if you have too much of me, you get really sick.
All right. Well, we have more people that have strange names in the studio next. Coming up next, we have the Boy Wonders.
There are the masked musicians. This is be a first. We've never had costumed masked musicians in the studio, and they are also superheroes. So we're looking forward to the switch over as we...
We're ready.
They are ready. My goodness, they are superheroes. We have the Boy Wonders in the house, and we have Jim and Tim. Are you out there? Can you hear us?
Yes. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Hello, Margaret. Hello, Mr. White. Hello, universe.
This is one of those times where you really do, we should have some sort of video cam hookup because, like I said, they truly are. Sometimes we jest about the way people are dressed, but you guys are in capes and masks and everything.
Well, they're all dressed in black with silver BWs on their chest. They're wearing Valerian steel helmets with flames on them.
Yes.
Because they're hot.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
And long black capes.
All
what
right,
more can
we?
I say?
Yeah, we're running short on... we
go!
We are the Boy Wonders. Go! Headphones. That would be delightful. Let's do it. Thank you.
You raise your fist in the air.
That's right. The boy wonders, after a hard day of crime fighting out in the hot, hot city, they've come in from their wonder lair in full costume for their show here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We have Tim Wonder and
Jim Wonder.
And Tim and Jim Wonder, isn't it?
Just Tim and Jim. Having a little trouble hearing y'all.
Okay, well, I know that the monitors
Must
are always a little
bunders.
Quiet. But would you like to tell us your backstory? Where did the Wonder Boys come from? Or
the
Boy Wonder?
Were founded originally in 1013 AD, of course.
Yes.
We came from a town far, far away from here.
Yes, filled with superheroes with powers not unlike our own, which are all the powers.
All the powers.
We do have all of them.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our arch nemesis, Roy Bunders, mm-hmm. began exterminating our fellow superheroes, and we had no choice but to time jump over and over and over again.
To avoid him, of course.
Oh, can I give a name?
I beg your pardon?
You give a name?
For our arch nemesis?
Yes.
Yes, Roy Bunders.
Ah,
Roy Bunders. Roy Bunders.
So, anywho.
So, anywho, we've been seeking him to end his plan, his reign of terror. Which most of you don't know about because we usually beat him.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
It's true.
You would know if we didn't.
A few times we haven't.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I know the storms are rolling in as we speak, so he's probably on his way.
Yes, probably. Probably him. Probably a belch.
The menacing Roy Bunders.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got to tell the audience. Now, the Boy Wonders are just a set of drums. And is that Tim or Jim on drums?
Tim.
All right.
Yes, the Wonder Drums, actually.
Of course. They're stainless Venerian steel.
It's true. Venerian glitter steel.
All right. And on guitar, not just playing guitar, not just any guitar, he's playing a bass guitar.
A bass guitar.
Yes.
Through. In fact, what is the name of that amp?
It's a Wonder amp. we usually play through two Wonder amps. Unfortunately, we were saving West Bloomfield from the evil bird Sky Rancor of Avalon.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well,
it's our pleasure, believe me.
Your reputation is out there, and there are people that are spreading rumors about you. You are masked, so I can't actually confirm this, but a gentleman who is the half of the gruesome twosome has just called, and he wanted to reveal your true identities, and he claims that Tim is actually...
All right, so next song.
Ha
time constraints before we have to go fight Flower Man. The song is called Drag Me In. SoundCloud.com for free music.
The fabulous Boy Wonders here in our Live Drive at Five studios. Now, this is one band you really have to go out and see. It's a whole. What could I say? Boy Wonders. What could you say about your live show?
It's wonderful.
In fact, you are going to be at the wonderful Magic Stick in lovely, beautiful Detroit, aren't you?
Yes, tomorrow night, a beautiful, shining metropolis in the heart of the Midwest.
One of our favorites. One of our favorites.
Okay, and what time are you playing there tomorrow night?
Just at the right time.
Whoa.
with perfect timing before Hey Rosetta from Canada. They're delightful.
If you follow clock time, 8 o'clock p.m. would be a good time to be there.
Yes.
That's right, because I read in your bio that you guys are like time jumpers. And
Yeah, that's one
now,
of the many.
Now, will you be bringing the Wonder Car or the Wonder Plane?
The Wonder Mobile.
The Wonder Mobile will be parked up front?
Yes, it's a 1988 Chevy pickup.
After years and years of deliberation, that is the best vehicle.
Black and silver, of course.
All right.
Well, take now, that to the bank.
And you've got another show in the June 29th, don't you?
Yes, with the Hand Grenades.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very handsome, if not rude, gentleman. and Valentiger. And then we're playing the next day at American Summerfest in beautiful Woodbridge.
Woodbridge, safe from crime, thanks to the Boy Wonders.
Thanks to the Boy Wonders, safest city in America. Playing with the Hounds Below, the Vatican, Jamaican Queens, Pewter Cub, Revoir, I believe. Mm-hmm. He's French, I believe.
Revoir.
Continue.
So, and you are also being managed by the $6 Million man, Lee Majors?
No, General Majors is a colleague. He is a helper and a friend. And we're always having to save him. Unfortunately, he doesn't have superpowers. We have to come to his rescue. He's sort of our Lois Lane without the hips.
No hips.
No hips.
No, he doesn't. He's a $6 million man.
They so left hips. Out hips?
Yeah, well, smokes a great turkey, though.
These hips don't lie, and neither does Lee Majors.
Hates mushrooms.
Yes.
Saving him from the evil Mushroom Lord.
Oh, Mushroom Lord. Don't get me started on Mushroom Lord.
He's not a very fun guy.
Ugh. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we have some more music rather than discuss your arch foes?
All right, this song is called Go. Our entire debut EP, which is called Let's Make Moose Noises, is available for free at bandcamp.com/theboywondersgo and sound... Nope, that's not right at all. That's not what that website is. But you can do the work. Let's play.
Boy Wonders, right here at our live drive at Five Studios.
I was just Googling Boy Wonders, and you've got some competition. There's a Boy Wonders band in Europe and one in, I believe, Cleveland. Are you all superheroes? Are you all related?
No, we don't have the piano mic'd right now. He's trying to play the piano. And
oh,
Jim has an issue. There must be piano music playing at all times if there is no other music playing. So anyway, the alleged other Boy Wonders we have not met, but I can tell you they're not the Boy Wonders.
No.
So if somebody was looking for that free music that you can download, where is it again? At Bandcamp?
Yes, it's at theboywondersgo.bandcamp.com or soundcloud.com/theboywondersgo. There's also many pretty pictures of us on Facebook. Facebook.com/theboywondersgo. We're also on Twitter, twitter.com/theboywondersgo. You can find us on YouTube. I believe the YouTube handle is youtube.com/theboywondersgo. We have a Flickr, a Tumblr, and a live journal as well.
Whoa. You are superheroes. They have all that stuff.
Superheroes with super networking skills.
Oh, you do. Yes. In fact, and you're going to be playing live tomorrow night.
Oh, yes. Which we've actually already done. We just came from the future. That show went very well.
Yeah, you should try to be there.
Yes, you should have tried to. Oh, this gets so confusing. At least we have our garlic naan waiting at the Wonderland with the Wonder Kittens in their Wonder sweaters. Thank you for having us, Mr. White and Margaret. Thank you, Stephen Schmitty, for warming our hearts.
Honorary day of Wonder Radio.
The WHFR, the W in that stands for Wonder Today.
All right. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left.
Excellent.
We were wondering, what could you do in 5 minutes?
Oh, there's a lot we could do in 5 minutes. Am I right, Tim?
A lot we can't do in 5 minutes.
Fist in hand. Oh, boy. I don't even know what that means.
Can't boil.
Well, everything we just happened
less than 5 minutes.
No, you're right. Well, we can with our heat vision, but that's why we wear our our pink rhinestone glasses
to keep the heat vision at bay.
To keep it in.
They are wearing pink rhinestone glasses.
Keep the heat warming the cockles of our hearts.
The Valerian rhinestones.
Valerian rhinestone heat vision.
Four minutes.
So we just played our EP. Let's Make Moose Noises in Sequence. This is a song off the next EP. We can't tell you the title. We already released it, though, and it's a hit. This is called Living in France. Thank you for listening.
The Boy Wonders. Stay tuned for old-time radio drama.
Woo! This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio